I'm speaking to David, who is a postgraduate student at the University of Nottingham. And David, you've occupied the Great Hall at the university. Tell me how you did that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, basically, here today, at about 11:30, we had a rally outside the main university building, where we had about 250 people, nearly 300, I think it was. A few of our lecturers spoke, a few students spoke about the assault on education that's coming from the coalition government. And basically, at that rally, we then decided to march over to the university building, which is a building. And from there, we decided to move in by the Great Hall, which is one of the larger rooms in the university's building. And what we've done is we now occupy it. There wasn't any problems during the start of the occupation. Obviously, the security at the university were aware that we were doing this march anyway. I think they were concerned that we would be trying to occupy the Vice Chancellor's office, so they had a presence around there. But we wanted to occupy somewhere bigger and somewhere different, so we came here to the Great Hall to occupy it.
Okay, and how many are in the occupation?
Got a network of about 150 people. Obviously, the number fluctuates depending on who's around. Obviously, people have work and university commitments and family commitments and stuff, so people are coming and going. But we have a network of about 150 people supporting the university, supporting the occupation.
Okay, I see. And what's the demographic? Uni students, college students?
Really, because the organisation that organised this event was the Nottingham Against Cuts and Fees, and as an organisation, we're trying to bring together in Nottingham both students from the University of Nottingham, from Trent University in the centre, but also college students, school pupils, lecturers, and members of staff at their universities as well as colleges, and trying to organise a joint response to that. To this assault on higher education.
And so you occupied the Great Hall, as you say.
Yeah.
What's the aim? Have you kind of put something to university? You know, what's the next step?
Yeah, what we've done is we've sent a letter to the Vice-Chancellor making several demands. And our demands are basically that we want the university to start in against the cuts and fees. I mean, what we've seen from our university is actually a defence and encouragement of the raising fees. In fact, our David Greenaway, he's been of the hiring fees, and so I think it's important to show to the management of this university, but also the government as well through this, that won't just roll over and let them education. It goes obviously because obviously with the cut of the MA, I think the wider message is that education is being cut down to the privilege of a minority rather than education for everybody.
So you want the university to come out in support of your and against the government cuts. Long are you prepared to stay there?
We're prepared to stay. We have good support for supplying as all the other essentials such as bedding and stuff. We are prepared to stay here as long as it takes, really. Obviously we don't want to be confrontational. You know, we're not in any way violent. What we want to do is we don't want to disrupt lessons or disrupt the working of lectures and students' education, but what we want to do is we want to disrupt the working of the university as far as the managers and create a position that puts them in an awkward situation rather than students who we're obviously here to support.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent. No worries.
Thank you. Cheers for that. That's all we did. Oh, no, not.